All right, welcome to Against All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you with heel producer Jim Cunningham and my gurus of gambling, my wizards of wagering, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, Harry, Brother Bri, and Darren, the Parlay Kid. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
We jumped in on Twitter, on the Extra Points Pod, Twitter feed, whatever the hell it was, during halftime of a game that was already over. Baylor upsetting the Gonzaga Bulldogs 86-70, tarnishing their perfect season. We were trying to figure out ways at halftime that Gonzaga could come back. They didn't even cover the second half spread, right? It was like minus six or something. And they lost by another they lost by another six, I guess, right?
Yeah, six.
Woo! Yep. Insane. Insanity. Jared Butler picks up MVP or MOP at 7-1. I think we all had Mitchell. And as we're signing off the Parlay Kids, like, we might be overlooking Jared Butler. Like, all right, tune in tomorrow. We'll talk more about it.
Just snuck it in there.
Just got in there. They were phenomenal. They really were. And they came out like a team who had, I think we mentioned it, like they looked like they had like two extra days rest on when really they just had a couple hours and then overtime. But that overtime ended up kicking the hell out of them, Harry. I don't think anyone expected it. I took Baylor plus the points and I had them winning. I collected on a 7-1 odds thing, but didn't expect that for sure.
Yeah, you were calling Baylor for quite some time during this tournament. Nice call. Look, they were fantastic. And you know what? I think it was more than anything, this UCLA game against Gonzaga, as soon as Baylor saw how that game went down, like, we're the second best team all season. We can wipe this team out. We can beat this team easily. Baylor all tournament set the tone early against Arkansas. They're out 15-3. They held Houston to 20 first half points. And Zags just a one of six shooting from 3-point range. While Baylor was 6-10 yesterday, they just dominated the first halves in all these games and cruised from there. Got great players.
Yeah, the only one they didn't dominate was Villanova in the first half, but they covered that. They were 5-1 against the spread in the tournament. They beat their one loss was Hartford, who they beat by 24, and they were favored by 25.5. Brother Brian.
Held teams to 60 points. 60 points.
Pretty great. Okay. Any more stats you want to get in there, Harry? I know you.
That's good.
Is that enough? Okay. Brother Brian, they rolled. I think like people try to replace them with Illinois, right? They were the hot team at the start of the tournament. And they're like, no, it's Gonzaga and Illinois. And a lot of people had Illinois going all the way through. And then Sister Jean tripped them up. But this is a good team. How many pros on this team?
That's a good one. That's the funny thing. When you watch them, you're like, it seems like there's a lot of pros. I don't know, though. You know? Not really too sure. I mean, Mitchell, obviously, it's hard to say with the other guys, you know? His shot is, you know, it's so hard to watch that shot.
It's weird how you could eliminate guys from the pro. Not that Kispert's going to be eliminated, but maybe not the the lottery pick everyone thought he would be. And it's a kind of a guy like, oh boy, this is what happens when we step up in class. Like, yeah, it's going to step up again, Kispert, right? It's just, so you can eliminate guys. I don't know if you could say, oh, that guy's going to be a great pro. On the other side, Suggs is a lot of fun to watch. And Tim, like, all these guys are fun to watch, but Parlay Kid, what do you think? Any pros jump out at you?
Well, like you said, I think if you go back to the beginning of the tournament, I think Brother Bri sent me a text saying, oh, the Knicks could really use Kispert.
Like, yeah.
He'll find a way in the pros because he can shoot. He's actually a more than a shooter, but his specialty will be shooting in the pros. I don't know, you know, and obviously Suggs, the rest of that team, I don't know. They kind of got exposed last night. So I think they seem to be a lot more of a finesse team, I guess, Gonzaga, compared to Baylor, who really just got up in their face and made things difficult all night for them, right from the beginning. They just could never match the intensity of the Bears. And kudos to Baylor. I think there'll be people out there who will say, well, if they played 10 times, it'd probably be 5-5. I'd disagree with that. I think Baylor wins 8 out of 10 times in that matchup. They were that much better. They were just that. I just physically, I don't think the Zags can play with them. They just couldn't. Yeah. They got exposed. They got exposed last night. They're still a great team. They had a great season. Great team, but maybe your cousin was right. Is Gonzaga really even a school, Sal?
They did not prove it. They were real. I don't know that they're legit. Yeah, I think if they're in a top Power 5 conference, they end up with three or four losses, right? Excellent yes. team. I thought, and I love Jim Nance, but he asked Coach Drew after the game, what was the difference here tonight? And Drew was like, I don't know. We're fucking great, and we're always great. Well, I don't know what the difference is. What are we supposed to do? Yeah, they fell apart a little bit, but we're always playing at a high level. So I don't understand. I don't think there was any difference there.
Are you buying the movie rights to this story here?
It's pretty great.
I know Drew was pumping it up last night.
It's a lot of fun.
Something that they really should do. Something should be done about this Baylor. I mean, you go back to when there was the darkest days. That program was as low as you could get, right? Mm-hmm. So it would make a great story for somebody to really jump
Harry
into.
Wouldn't even bet on him. Yeah, I know. these guys, Brother Bri, the Parlay Kid, and Harry, every single day, extrapoints.com. They give out free picks. Go to it, get your free picks, get all the great sports gambling podcasts. We have a lot of fun things, but it's not always great. In fact, right now, it's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call Bet Aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bet ache. It's a bet ache.
All right. Bet Aches is brought to you by our friends at Prop Swap. We talked it over. We were like, I don't really have a bet ache. I think we all were going to say UConn. We all had the UConn women on Friday afternoon, or on the West Coast. It was Friday afternoon because it knocked me out of the Fox Bet Live running there for the week. But, yeah, so you know, I was like, hey, we don't always have to have one. But luckily, Harry does always have one. Harry, tell us your betting.
Well, you know what? I blame you a little bit for this one, Sal, okay. Because, you know, Monday and Tuesday, you were loading up on Fox with the World Cup qualifying soccer matches.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to jump on here. I'm going to put a parlay in here, make a bet here. I'm going to jump in. And I took on Tuesday, the England-Poland game to finish in a draw at plus 450. Now,
smart.
Yeah, smart. Yeah, very, very smart. Very smart. Well, listen, right off the bat, England scores like in the 20th minute on a horseshit penalty call, which the ball was out of bounds, and the ball was all the way to the left of the penalty box, what? And the ref called penalty just to give, you know, England's got to win, I guess. So they get a penalty kick, and who's their penalty kicker? Harry Kane. Kane puts one in the net, so it's 1-0 England. And I'm like, oh, boy, man, you know, this sucks already right off the bat. Maybe I can get to halftime, and it's still 1-0. So I do. I get to halftime. It's still 1-0. And lo and behold, in the 58th minute, Poland puts one in. So we're back even, 1-1. I'm like, okay, we got a shot in, plus 450. So as the time goes on, you know, 86th minute, I see a goal is scored by Maguire, by England. So now I got to sweat. Now I got to sweat out the rest. England scores. Maguire. What's his first name? Harry.
Oh,
Harry Maguire. The Harrys did me in. I lose 2-1.
This Harry on Harry crime has to stop. My God.
Oh. I mean, I can't make this shit. Can't make it up.
You love
unbelievable.
This stuff. You love when this happens.
No. I wanted it. No.
You love it.
Sometimes, Darren, you're right. You're right, but I wanted this one.
You're Polish also. Is it really extra hammer or a nail in the coffin there? Oh, that's
terrible. We got the thick, strong calves, these guys, like all of us Polacks do. And
I don't know if you could say that in 2020.
And the Harrys. I don't know. I guess not.
Yeah.
The Harrys did me in.
Right. All right. Well, the Harrys did him in. Joel Solomon, what do you think about the Harrys doing the Harry in?
There's only one Harry that did him in, and that is... That's our Harry.
That's it,
Harry. Boy, all right, boy. Let's hear the song again, Harry. I'm sorry.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bet ache. It's a bet ache.
All right, Bet Aches was brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Masters Week is here. Making money off golf bets is a PropSwap tradition. unlike any other. You can find the best odds on every golfer right now. And then when the odds improve, you prop swap it. You can buy and sell bets anytime, even during the tournament. Download the free PropSwap app today to check out what bets are selling for. And for new customers, use the promo code ODDS, O-D-D-S, when you make your deposit. And PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. Yes, PropSwap. Get it done there. Get it done on FanDuel. Oh, my God. So much here. Now, listen, we had a choice. We could have guests. We could have Justin Leonard. We were offered David Duval, David Faraday, Carson Daly, a friend of mine, Joe House, Nick Faldo, Jim Nance, the aforementioned Jim Nance. I told them all to go scratch because we have the parlay kid here. So we could do this ourselves. This guy has made more money betting on golf. I mean, this Harry laid it out for us perfectly. They said if you took the parlay kid's picks, you would have won $4,000. And that, you know, he didn't mention which how much you needed to bet or which picks you had to bet on. But $4,000, that's the number you need to focus on here. Parlay Kid, are you feeling it? And you gave us a winner last week in speed.
Well, Sal, I really have no clue what I'm doing here with the guy, Sal, to be quite honest with you. Hey, I really don't. Look, you guys were betting golf for many, many years before me.
Yeah.
I just started doing it maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I really have no clue what I'm doing. I really don't.
Is that right?
I okay. I do my research, but there's a million golfers to choose. How do you, it's just been really dumb luck that I've been really hot. I have been really great with some of our picks here the last, on our Shark Tank picks. Like I gave Spieth out last week, plus 470. Again, so day into the tournament, get a little feel for what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I look at things like, you know, like Spieth, he was playing at like one of his home courses. Makes sense. Or picking guys that normally play well on certain courses. That's all I really do. But isn't that what everybody's doing?
So, well, I don't know. I mean, I turned all these interviews down. We couldn't know. Maybe David Faraday has the same theory. Like it's a guy playing at home.
You can't get any. You can't be over the last. You know, since golf restarted last year, you really couldn't get any better than my golf picks. I don't know if anybody, any real professionals could. So that being said, there's just a guarantee to not go with any of my picks this week.
No. You're a master. You got to do it. Harry, you were going to jump in.
Hey, listen, Darren, you hit Henley too the week before, right?
That's what I'm saying.
It's really crazy.
But again, that's a little different because it's a day in.
Yeah.
And it's good to get a feel for what's happening. But I think I got some good things going. I think one of us is going to really hit it big this week. So
all right. Well, start us off. We're going to pick we're going to go over a lot of these things. We're going to pick a winner each. We're going to pick the best make miss cut value, which golfer has the best value in making or missing the cut. We're going to pick our best tournament prop and best tournament matchup. And then we're going to hit Sharp Tank and get the hell out of here. But let's hit it. Start us off, Parlay Kid. Who's winning this thing?
Okay. It's a guy I've gone with before, and he's won for me before in tournaments, and that's Colin Morikawa. At 29-1 on FanDuel, I think we're getting some great odds here. The word out is Augusta is playing pretty firm, Sal. The course is pretty firm right now. Golfers who can control the ball will finish on top here. And Morikawa is one of the best from tee to green. He's fantastic with the irons. At 29-1, we got really good value for a guy who's going to be in the hunt in this tournament. Jump on him now. It's only going to go down from here.
All right. All right, Brother Bry. What do you think? I mean, why are we even trying to top the Parlay Kid?
I know.
Morikawa's going to win now.
Well, you know, I love Morikawa in this. I actually took him in our extra points competition that we're doing.
So well, let me mention that real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Glad. So glad you mentioned it. So damn glad you mentioned it. We have our extra points futures draft, and we do. It goes from March to July, and then we're going to do another one probably from August to February or something. But it encompasses everything. It encompasses who's going to be leading in home runs at the All-Star break, who's going to win the NBA title, who's going to win the Stanley Cup. And then we have some golf futures, as you mentioned. And then we had who's going to win the NCAA tournament. Came down to me and the parlay kid. He had Gonzaga. I had Baylor. I won. I'm the first one on the board. Thank you very much. And Kevin Hench pointed out, Harry, we did a little bracket thing. You came in first. I came in second. He came in third. That doesn't matter as much. Yeah, that doesn't matter as much. This,
well, I think, by the way, pool. I think we do ask Joel Solomon, though. I think I did win our extra points bracket, though. Didn't I win, Joel?
Okay, that's exactly what the fuck I was just talking about.
That's what he's talking about. Sal won it. Weren't you paying attention?
Yeah.
Harry, congratulations.
I said you won. I came in second. Hench came in third. What's the matter? What were you saying? Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
You have a $20 gift card to KFC delivered by Western Union.
Oh, nice.
You will get it in 3 to 4 weeks.
That's great. I'm glad we can get all of Harry's favorites involved there. All right. Brother Brian, sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I was just saying that because I have Morikawa was my last pick. I think he was like 29-1 at that time too when we did it. But
yeah,
I'm gonna go with John Rahm at 12-1. Like he's been 10 under or better. I'm sorry, last three Masters, finishing 7th, 9th, 4th last three. Right, he's been top 10 in 6 of his last 8 tournaments. He made the quarterfinals in match play. I'm not sure why it is, but for some reason, having a baby always seems to help. Right, these. Whether it's a golfer or a player, it just seems to add to the storyline. I guess all the pressure's off of them and there's maybe some relief, right? Maybe golf is second on your mind, but there's just less pressure. So I'm going to ride Rambo here at 12-1.
They named the baby Kepa, I think. K-E-P-A. I don't know if that's for in honor of Brooks Koepka. I don't know what that is. Maybe Kepa, sure.
K-E-P-A. Kepa Rahm.
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right, Harry. You banking on Kepa and the Rahms, or what do you like here?
I like both of them, but I'm going to take at 11-1, I'm going to take Justin Thomas. Like I said, 11-1, 5 top 10 finishes this season. He won at the Players, and this is going to be his 6th time at the Masters. He's improved every single year. 39, 22nd, 17th, 12th. 4th last in November. So, and he opening rounds of 66, 69 in November. So give me Justin Thomas. It's time for him to maybe get a green jacket at 11-1.
Interesting. Well, he's always good for an F-bomb along the way. It's fun to watch.
Sure.
Gets really down on himself. I'm going to go, you know what I'm going to do this tournament? I'm going to bet a lot of the guys that I root against normally. And starting at the top with Patrick Reed, a man arguably fatter than me. 32-1 odds. He won this thing in 2018, tied for 10th in 2020, knows the course, having a pretty good year, won La Jolla by 5 strokes. The guy was in January, second on the tour in birdie average and 16th in eagles. What is it, Harry? The 13th and the 15th hole are pretty eagle friendly. So he could really, that's a stat that should not go by the wayside. Patrick Reed, 32-1, kind of a longest shot. Mid-range, I would say, with the parlay kid with Morikawa at 29-1. So parlay kid has Morikawa, brother Brian is Rahm, Harry with JT, and I'm going Patrick Reed. Oh, and bet all these on FanDuel. Do yourself a favor. That's what you do. People say golf is a gimme. It's a sure thing. Well, it is. If you want to start betting it on FanDuel Sportsbook, they have just a gimme for you. New users can get 20-1 odds on Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, or Jordan Spieth just to make the cut at the Masters. 20-1 on any of those three to win the tournament would be favorable odds. My God, just to make the cut. Take your pick. You get 20-1 odds, 3 of the world's best golfers to make the cut. That's incredible. You can get $100 on a $5 bet. There isn't much more of a gimme than that. And when you do, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. The world's best golfers tee off in Augusta, April 8th through 11th. That's Thursday. Even more ways to win with America's number one sportsbook. Just create your account using promo code Against All Odds to get 20-1 odds. That's promo code Against All Odds only on FanDuel Sportsbook. Harry, who would you take out of those three just to make the cut? My God. I mean, that's easy money. Oh, yeah. They give away free money every time.
Such easy money. I mean, they always come up with some whatever prop is going on, whatever sport is going on. They just give you free money, really.
Yeah, that's right. I love it. There you go. FanDuel.com/against all odds. They'll take care of all of your needs there. All right. Now let's pick best value to make or miss the cut. You can bet just about every golfer on FanDuel Sportsbook to make or miss the cut. Parlay Kid, hit us with one.
I'm actually taking, you know what? This is an interesting one. I looked at all these odds. Mm-hmm. There wasn't too much that I was falling in love with, right? Did you guys find the same thing? I don't know. I was.
They don't make it easy on this, except FanDuel makes it easy when they give you three golfers.
Well, that
to make
yeah,
cut of
right,
to
exactly.
Well, I think it's better, right? To miss the cut is a better bet, right, than to make the cut.
Right.
You're scrambling for some shitty guys to make.
I was very tempted to take Rory McIlroy to miss the cut. I was so tempted.
I know. It's fun.
I was very tempted, but. I don't know. Maybe I was just, I didn't want to go down that route. So I'm taking Cameron Champ here, Sal. He's a little known golfer at minus 128 to make the cut. This is not Cameron Smith here. Let's not get confused with our runner-up in the Masters last year.
Are you
year
sure? We got
Smith.
So many Camerons, so many Harrys eating away at our Harry, and now there's two Camerons.
Cameron Smith, two top Cameron Smith, two top fives in the last four.
Yes, so but not to be confused. It's Cameron Champ at minus 128. Okay. He had his one Masters appearance last year, which obviously when we say last year, it's not even not nearly a full calendar a year ago. It's like half a year ago. And he tied for 19th here. He shot 68 in rounds one and three. I kind of like him it's almost even odds here to make the cut. So Cameron Champ at minus 128 to make the cut. No.
To make the cut, minus 128, Cameron Champ. There you go.
It was
all
19th
right.
here. Just a few short months ago.
All right, Harry. Now, you do this a lot, and it kind of seems to pay off where a senior guy is around in the first and even in Friday makes the cut and then kind of falls apart Saturday. Is that what you expect out of Bernard Langer? I mean, you bet this guy every time. Every time he got a tease off.
I bet him when it comes to the Charles Schwab Cup, but not really the Masters. But I am going to take him, Sal, to make the cut at plus 114, two-time champ. Turned 64 years old in August, but he has made the cut four of the last 5 years. In November, he finished 29th. In 2018, 38th. In 16, 24th. So give it up for Bernard Langer. Still out there, still playing great golf at plus 114 to make the cut this weekend.
Can I tell you what, Harry, the new thing that he does, it drives me crazy. I don't know why he's doing this now. In all his picks and everything, he's putting the number before the bet. He'll give me like plus 114 Langer to make the cut. That's not even as bad as like plus 270 Dylan Fratelli. What will he do? He'll do minus 152 Rahm over Rory. Like, you worked in a freaking sports book. If someone came up to you they looked at the board and they're like, I want plus 950. And then you would start choking yourself to death. That's not how you deliver a bet. What are you shaking your
Harry
head?
Harry would have fixed it for them. So they won. That's what he would have done.
He would have fixed
it. Doesn't matter. That's what he would have done.
That's how he lost his job.
Harry, then
the bathroom handshake after that, Darren.
Harry, why are the odds coming first all of a sudden in all of your picks online and everything else?
If I send them to you on a text, does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter as much as if it appears in a friggin' video,
I corrected the last 2 days.
The last 2 days? And why does you every time? The odds. Well, Jim Cunningham, I swear I want to blame you for this, but then I'm like, no, I think this is Harry screwing everything up, right? It is, right?
Harry every single time. I just copy every single time. I figure he's the expert. I mean,
I know.
I'm no expert.
We've done 250 of these videos.
The best is
30 years, 50 years, whatever the hell it's been.
Recently, Harry sent the video to Jim and it was upside down. He's like, this is the best you're going to get, right? It
was under something like best I can do.
Why is it upside down?
Version too.
Why is that the best you could do, Harry?
Sometimes I have to, I don't know.
Everything seems to be the same, right? The numbers, the odds are the same, where they're placed, that should be the same. The way you shoot a video should be the same. You're using the phone, right?
And
you're just tilting it.
Well, and then why is it?
Yeah, but sometimes I have wrong. But sometimes I have to do my own video, so then I kind of screw up a little bit once in a while.
I don't get it. I don't know. If I had to shoot a 40-second video of myself, I would know exactly how to do it.
The odds of the event goes last. Got it.
It doesn't always go last though, because it's the number, like, you wouldn't put -4.5 okay. Gonzaga Baylor, right? Like,
okay, so for example, today
I can't believe that we're learning this for the first time. Go ahead, give me your
example. I was gonna use my
please
tank,
do please do, because I don't want to watch the video and have to correct it. So what is it? Tell me, what is it?
So on a total, let's go, for example, Yankees playing the Twins.
Yeah.
Yankees, Twins, -8.5, -115.
Perfect. That's it.
Okay. We got it.
You wouldn't put -8.5. You got to get to the event first, right? Right. So you wouldn't put -8.5 or the -115 before the Yankees or the Twins.
That's not how Hotter and Scully talk.
All right.
I mean, he's either screaming in a hot tub or the in-laws are on the couch.
God forbid he wakes Ken up. I mean, jeez. Come on.
Jeez. Wow, Harry. All right. Harry,
good. He was sleeping. He was sleeping on the couch, to be honest.
I couldn't even hear who you picked there.
Sitting up.
So focused. His sunglasses in the house. All right. Where do we leave off? Oh, Bri, did you go yet? You didn't go yet.
No, I didn't go. I didn't say before. I'm actually very worried about the Masters. Like, I feel like we bet this more than anything, right? I mean, there's so many futures bets. I feel like Wednesday night I'm gonna look at all this stuff, and then Wednesday night I'm gonna go crazy, and then I'm gonna have Thursday matchups, Friday matchups, betting it live. It's something like this tournament in the U.S. Open. I feel like, I mean, it could get out of hand pretty quick, but just warning everybody right now. But I do like Molinari to not make the cut at +114. He's really struggled playing his worst golf of his career. So a lot of it probably has to do with not playing that much, right? He didn't really play that much in 2020, but even before COVID hit, he struggled in a few tournaments in 2020. Since he's returned, he's missed the cut in 4 of his last 9 tournaments. He was terrible in November at the Masters. He missed a cut in the last 2 tournaments at the Players' Championship and the Arnold Palmer Invitational. The fact that you're getting plus money here, I love it.
Brian, I'm with you. I'm nervous too. And I intend to watch every single shot here. I don't know what's gotten into me with the golf, but I'm flying out. As you guys know, I'm going to Montana. We're going fishing with Huey Lewis. Now we go.
Are you doing your fly fishing?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, we go fly fishing, except I'm not fishing. I'm seeing those guys off. They're going to go fishing. My cousin Jimmy, Cleto, my cousin Kevin, they're going to go fishing with Huey. I'm going to stick around for the dinners. And during the day, I'm going to be watching golf. What a loser I am.
No,
what a loser. It's beautiful. Right thing, oh, Parley Kid, it's beautiful. There's a river. There's mountains. There's so much to see. It's you know, it's something you don't do every year or once a year or once every 3 years, but I'm going to watch golf.
And does Huey, like, if you were fly fishing, would either you obviously probably don't have service there, but would Huey even let you take out your cell phone or not?
I mean, this is where it happened. I was sharing a boat with him, and it was years ago when Michigan State was a 2 seed. And who did they lose to, Harry, in the first round? They lost to the 15. And of course, I had Michigan State on a huge money line parlay. So the limited reception, I was pulling the phone out, and he's yelling at me. He's like, "What are you doing? Look around you. It's beautiful. What do you care about college basketball?" I was like, trust me, I care about college basketball right now. And they lost. I forget who they lost. They lost to the.
I don't remember.
That was one of the, you know, the 2s didn't lose to the 15s back then. It was like 5 or 6 years ago. I am watching because I'm going to watch Phil miss the cut at +108. Mm. Obviously he's won this thing 3 times. We have a friend who saw him teeing off, like hitting drivers off the grass, Brother Bri. I don't know if that means anything.
But I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know if it is either. 55th in 2020. I get it. He knows the nooks and crannies of this course, but he missed the cut in 5 of his last 7 tournaments. I think he's just on a downward trend here. Like I said, 55th last year, he ended up with a +3. He made the cut, but I think he misses this year at +108. I think a lot of the Phil bettors, the pro Phil bettors, that's baked into the numbers. So you're getting a decent value at +108. All right, best tournament prop. There's a lot. Parley Kid, yours is a little complicated, but I bet you'll explain it in such a way, like unlike Harry, we'll be able to figure out who Paul Casey is going up against in Group D.
Right. Yeah. So it's not really necessarily a prop. I'm just taking group betting. I'm taking Group D.
Yep.
And I'm picking a player. It's whoever finishes the best out amongst these four players for the tournament. So we have Tony Finau, Cameron Smith, Paul Casey, and Westwood, Lee Westwood, right? So Casey at plus 290, I think, is the best value here. Finau's plus 175, Cameron Smith's plus 270, Casey's plus 290, Westwood is plus 300. Smith has played well here. Obviously, we just referenced that he came in second here not too long ago. But Paul Casey, along with, as I mentioned before, Morikawa and Tee to Green, is in the top three with Morikawa and Cantlay. And he's got one victory and four top 10 finishes so far this year. He didn't perform so well here last year. He was 38th in the Masters. But this course fits him well. He's played some great, great golf leading into this tournament so far this year. He's super consistent, and I think that's what gets it done. And he's got this great value here in this Group D betting, Paul Casey plus 290.
All right. You know, Westwood scares me the most out of those guys. He's always there, right? Like Friday, Thursday, he'll be like in the top four. Lee Westwood, 47 years old. I don't know. I'm like, how does he compete with these big boppers anymore? But yep. I like Casey, but Westwood's just interesting. Like, it's,
yeah,
I seems to be there.
I like this group betting. I think I hit one of these a couple weeks ago for the pod, and it's a little bit of a crapshoot, but I think you're getting pretty good. You know, plus 290 is pretty good value. Tony Finau is the leader in this group, and he has disappointed me plenty. So right. I would never take him anyway. But I think this is going to be a good battle. Paul Casey will be in the hunt. I think he's be in the hunt to be in the top 10
all
in
right.
this tournament.
And D is your group, so go with it. Paul D, Casey wins yes, Group D is. Plus 270.
Harry would have, yeah, is there a Group H?
Oh, no. I don't know. Well, all the Harrys hang up on our Harry again. All right,
what
Harry.
About a group, what about a Group Q? I'm going to take top South African.
Good.
At plus 270. Dylan Fratelli. Look, there's only four South Africans in the field. Got to beat Louis Oosthuizen, but who's the favorite in this group, at plus 235. But I'm going to take Dylan Fratelli, like I said, at plus 270. He advanced to the knockout stage at the WGC match play in Austin a couple weeks ago in November. He tied for fifth at the Masters, had an opening round 65. So give me Fratelli to beat Louis O, Schwartzel, and Benthusent.
Okay.
By the way, Sally did it again. He said he started off with
plus, I know two, he did.
Plus
I know,
270 I Dylan Fratelli.
I know. I mean, when it's written, it jumps out at me much more when he speaks it. Anyway, all right.
There is a Group H though betting. There's Adam Scott, Bubba Watson, Rose, Zalatoris.
Harry, just for the record, pick Group H for us right
one
now.
One more time, Bri.
So Scott, Watson, Zalatoris, and Rose.
I know who he's going with right here.
Scott.
Ooh. Oh, I would have thought Zalatoris, right?
Scott. Well, that's his brother's
Zalatoris,
name.
So. Scott. Zalatoris never played here, so.
Yeah, but it's a Z. I don't know. All right, I think you whiffed on that. All right, Brother Bri, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to go, well, this goes against what Harry maybe just said right there with Adam Scott, but I'm going to go Cameron Smith, top Australian. So excluding match play, Smith finished top 25 in eight of his last 12 tournaments. He's finished 17th or better in his last three. He was second at the Masters. Leishman was the only other Australian at the Masters that was close to him, and he was still seven strokes behind Smith. Day missed the cut. Scott wasn't very good the last time out. So I think it's only a field of five, right? And to get 2-1 here, I think is good.
Some
good
all right. There. You know what? I'm going with it too. Oh, I'm listing the odds first, which goes against one of my caveats. But mine's also 2-1 odds. You know, I like betting top Spaniard. I like saying it. I think it sounds fun to say top Spaniard until we're told that we're not allowed to say it anymore. But anyway. I normally take your guy, Rom, Bri.
Yeah, what's happened here?
I'm going Serge, Sergio Garcia.
I like it.
2-1, plus 200. As Harry's field there, there's three. It's Rom minus 250, Sergio Garcia plus 200, and Jose Maria Olazabal, 20-1 odds. But I like Sergio Garcia. Ninth in the Players' Championship. Obviously won this thing in 2017. Missed last year because he had COVID starting off the week. Ninth in the Players. Won the, what was it, the Saunderson Farms tournament. Tied for fifth at the Dell tournament a couple weeks ago. He's been playing well. And by the way, Brian, I think this works against you for the Rom having the baby. Because here's the thing with having a baby. Let's say he's plus three going into, you know, he calls the wife to check up on baby Kepa. Yeah. And says, hey, what's going on? It's like, oh, he's doing good. You know, he spit up and he's sleeping better. But, you know, it'd be great if you were home. Like, okay, well, I'm plus three. And, you know, there's three holes left on Friday. She's like, oh, okay. Well, what do you think the cut line will be? Like, ah, plus three, plus four. Like, you better freaking tank this last couple of holes and get your ass home. You're not winning this tournament. Don't make the cut. That is a conversation that's going to take place, Brother Bri.
It's possible.
Kepa's parents, I think. And that's why Serge is going to win top 10 at 2-1 odds.
I'm pretty sure a few weeks ago you said, I'm just going to ride Rom top Spaniard
forever. I know, I did. He screwed up and had a baby. What's the matter with him? Kepa got in the way. All right, best tournament matchup. This is a little more difficult. Again, a guy I bet against a lot, Sungjae Im. I'm going minus 102 over Berger. He was second last year, minus 15. I think he would have won almost every other Masters tournament. I think there's like four Masters tournaments he wouldn't have won with minus 15, but DJ was so damn good. He's 23. He's only 23 years old. Berger, 32nd in this tournament, 2018, 27th in 2017. Again, this is guys that I normally bet against. I'm going in minus 102 over Berger. Harry, pick yours. Again, yeah, gonna, a lot of Rom love here.
Yeah, Rom again here. I'm going to take Rom at minus 152, a little bit of a price here, over Rory McIlroy. When we mentioned the kid that he just had, third in world ranking, has seven top 10 finishes this season, ninth in tour scoring average, tied for seventh at Augusta, Brian mentioned in November, nine top 20s in the last 10 tournaments. Rory now down to 11th in the world. He's 146th in driving accuracy percentage. So bad. 199th in eagles made for a guy who hits so long. 199th in eagles and total putting. 162nd. No way, Rory. It's Rom over you easily.
All right. I mean, we love Brian. We love picking against Rory because our friend Trevor loves him so much. And now we're just not going
to
bet.
And he's part of that bet, Sal. If you remember that bet that I got with Xander and Xander to win a major, Rory to not win a major this year. So
I think you got that side of it good. But one of these guys who's great at the Masters is great at Augusta is just going to be like, ah, shit. Why can't they just go away? Right. I hope it's not Rory this week. Parlay Kid, what's your best matchup?
Taking Will Zalatoris. Harry, you're a big – I'm surprised you were a little down on him. I know he hasn't played here, but he's minus 150 over Justin Rose. He's only had one major appearance, and that was in the 2020 U.S. Open, and he took a sixth. So he's in his one major, he performed well. In 14 events this season – he said five top 10s and 10 top 25s. He's fifth in strokes gained. Rose has played well here, but he hasn't been playing a lot of golf. The last time I think I had him, it must have been over a month ago. He had to withdraw with some back spasms. Always seems like he's dealing with some type of injury, especially lately. I think some rust will show, and Zalatoris, who's played some excellent golf so far in 2021, at minus 150 is the play here.
All right. Wow. I got to tell you, back when I used to make two make-the-cut parlays, and they looked so easy, right? You get like
oh my gosh,
four guys at minus eight. Justin Rose killed me. He must have beat me on like four of those parlays. Yeah. And alone. I would go 4 out of 5 every single time. Rose would be the one that killed me. All right, Brother Bri.
Yeah, I just can't do those parlays anymore. It just seems so hard. But I'm gonna go with Darren's boy Morikawa over Koepka minus 126. Well, I did want to go against Rory, but Harry beat me to it. obviously, you know, this bet is obviously based on the fact we just don't know where Brooks is at with his injury. I mean, most people just assumed weeks ago, right? He wasn't going to be playing in this. It seemed impossible. When you listen to certain doctors talk about this, it says basically he needs probably needed a few more weeks, if not months, to heal. Can he last 4 days? I mean, I hate doubting Koepka because I love rooting for him, but yeah. with the knee injury, it's just tough, you know, walking those hills for 4 days. So I think Morikawa is going to have a good tournament. I mean, he only finished 44th, but it's first time in the course.
Yeah.
He's finished top 10 three times in his last five tournaments, including one win. So I think Morikawa is going to, I definitely think he's finishing top 20. I just don't know if Koepka will even be able to necessarily finish in this tournament.
Yeah. You're right. You know, it's funny though. We see Rahm has a baby. It's like, he had a baby. Harry listed in the reasons he's going to win this or whatever, or when his magic just had a baby. Koepka gets engaged. We send the picture around like, he's done. That's it. That's it. He'll never hit the fairway again. He's done. Goodbye, Brooks Koepka. But I do think it's going to be tough for him to rebound here with the knee injury and everything. It was questionable whether he was going to play this tournament. Morikawa over Brooks, his brother Bri's best tournament matchup pick at -126. All right. That's a lot of information. We'll put graphics out. Mikey Meatballs will be right there for you, and we're going to have that lot there going. Now, Harry, by the way, is that why you won't get engaged? Because you're worried it's going to hit your golf game?
It's one of the many reasons.
Harry's got an anniversary coming up with his girlfriend. If anyone has any gift ideas, hit us up.
That's a good idea.
Sal
against all odds at gmail.com.
Sal, yeah, you missed before you jumped on earlier. Parley Kid was bashing Harry about not being around
well, Sal,
pretty much on the weekend.
The poor girl is Harry's on another vacation.
Wow.
He's on another vacation. He's not home. She's working. He's got no plans. He's not even. This is the longest he's ever been with one woman before. We know Harry's a player.
God, yeah.
And this is the one.
I am a player. There's no denying that.
And this poor girl is in
Friday
love.
And Saturday,
this
Friday
poor
and
girl
Saturday
is
nights
in
college.
She's in love
Sal
with
and I are
Harry,
watching
Sal.
Sports.
This poor woman is in love with Harry.
I know.
And he's spending the week again with Ken. I don't. Shh.
What should? Well, she doesn't know this? That you're not with her? What are you talking about?
I don't know that.
Did you, Harry, did you bet her to not make the cut? Is that what happened here? Good Lord. Joel, what do you think about all that? Harry,
I don't know. I think he spent more time thinking about Bernhard Langer than this week.
I mean, plus it's kind of rough because it is the Masters week. And what am I really supposed to do besides watch golf, even if it is anniversary time?
How many years is it now, Harry?
It's three, I think. It's three.
Jim wouldn't even visit you guys.
Listen, the Vegas, night. Away. I know. Thanks, Jim. The Vegas nights. The Vegas nights have been around 3 years, right, Brian?
Yeah, we talked about this last time. It's
right,
three,
yeah,
right?
Our first date was when the Knights played the Kings in the playoffs in the first round. So that's how I remember.
There you
I remember
go.
Watching it.
Like Vegas has a hockey team. I really need a girlfriend now. That's how I remember. All right, let's hit Shark Tank. Now, all joking aside, you guys did very well last week. What was your pick, Harry? Your Shark Tank pick? Well, Juzang, right? Over 17.
Juzang over 17 and a half, had 28, had it with like 10 minutes ago in the game.
What a guy. What a goddamn game that was. Was that the final four game? I can't remember. Yeah, it was, right? Yeah.
Yep.
What a game. Damn it. It makes it a little less.
Yep.
Right? Now that Gonzaga didn't go undefeated, like a little less, but it's so.
Yeah, it does.
Still a great game. All right, Harry, hit us with your Shark Tank pick. Best bet for the early part of this week.
Well, for my extra points pick, I'm going to use that as well. Extra points, I got 8.5, but for today, I'm going to go under 8. -104 on the Dodgers A's game. Kershaw versus Bassett. Bassett 2.29 ERA last year. And Oakland's been awful this year at the plate, batting 172 as a team. They're 0-5. And Kershaw, in his last four starts versus American League teams, 25 2/3 innings, 5 earned runs, 31 Ks. This game stays under 8. A's Dodgers -104.
Now wait a minute. Now, did I miss a Kershaw start, or was that first terrible start is only?
Well,
one?
His first terrible start was against the Rockies. So I said against the American League teams.
I know. I'm just wondering. Is this his second or third this year?
This is his second start.
Okay. Jim, I'll have you know, he tried to blame you for the change in line here. He said, when I gave it to Jim, it was 8.5. Now it's 8. But I still
Come on. Don't get me
in trouble. Jim's name was in the text. I don't know. All right, brother Bri, what did you have? You had a good sharp tank.
I had Stanford winning +160.
Yeah.
And they just survived both of those games. I mean, it seemed like in both of those games they were easily going to win at one point. I mean, I felt like they were the better team. But, man, they got lucky in the last few seconds.
Both Stanford of those women, games. Very exciting those last two games for sure.
Exciting, yeah. Exciting for sure. But nobody's taking Champions League, right, for this?
No, so, right. It was the quarterfinals today, right?
Quarterfinals today and tomorrow. I just, it's tough. Some of those. I was going to go Chelsea, but then they got beat up in the Premier League the other day. So it's tough. So I'm going to go with the Bucks here, -6.5 at the Warriors. I mean, Bucks have actually not been that great against the spread. I think they're 2-5 in their last 7, but I just feel like they're going to be able to score at will against the Warriors, who've really struggled. I think Bucks are 9-2, I think, the last 11 in Golden State. Bucks haven't played since Saturday, so they've been on this road trip. They've won 3 in a row. Warriors are 1-7 against the spread, 1-7 straight up, too, in their last 8. I just think, I don't know, I don't see Golden State really stopping any of these good teams anymore. I think their run early in the year is kind of is over at this point.
All right. Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, they dropped a game by 79 points the other day. Hey, this is a Fox Bet Live question I have to answer today. Taking Jokic out of it, if you had to have a ticket with either Harden, Embiid, or LeBron for MVP, which would you rather have? Those three. Oof. All around 6-1, 550, 650.
I'd say Harden.
Yeah, well, it's so tough, right? Harden went out with...
I think that's what I want to say, too, but he came out yesterday, Harden, right?
Yeah, he got hurt again with the hamstring, right? So he'll probably miss a few more games again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. And Embiid's already how many... He's already how many games... How many games back is he from Jokic? He's like...
That's a tough
one. How many games? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's played significantly less than Jokic.
Right, I know. So, wow, it really is Jokic is going to win this, huh? All right.
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, that's why I think, like, geez.
Talk about Giannis, too. You brought up the Bucks, but they
you got to look at Giannis. You got to look at Lowe. I guess you kind of have to look at Luka, like the way Dallas has been playing. Yep. If they keep playing the way they've been playing for the next month and a half, I mean, at 18-1, I guess you could look at that.
Wasn't it weird? They were 12th a few weeks ago. I guess it was a little more than a few weeks ago. But now it's like it looks like they're going to avoid that 7-10 matchup. Nonsense, whatever. Yeah, all right, Parlay Kid, sorry to get sidetracked. Your sharp tank was good. Obviously, you said Spieth, right? +470.
Correct.
You hit it mid-tournament. They hit it, it was Thursday night, right?
I gave that out. This week's a little tough right now because, I think Thursday my sharp tank will be a little more exciting. But I don't have a line for this yet, so UFC. I'll have Mikey Meatballs put it up. And I'm taking Edmonton Oilers. -1.5 over the Ottawa Senators tomorrow. It's a 5:00 start. Weird time. Oilers are 7-0 against the Sens so far this year. And they are 5-2 covering the -1.5 against them. So I'll be jumping on that. And Oilers are coming off a loss as well. And, I kind of actually like that in this case because I think some of these hockey teams after a loss, especially playing against one of the weaker teams, normally raise their level a little bit and pull it out.
You know what, Parlay Kid, you convinced me. A game I don't otherwise care about. I'm gonna go Edmonton -1.5 over Ottawa. Good reasoning, Harry. Your Dodgers A's game and Bri, yours are both Tuesday affairs, right? And Parlay Kids is a Wednesday. I'm gonna go with you, Parlay Kid.
Nice.
All right, there you go.
Let's keep it rolling.
Nice. Let's do it. Lots of golf coming up, and then really 5 weeks of not a lot, right? A lot of regular season, not so meaningful games, I think. What are we missing? So, brother,
we're gonna have the draft not too far.
Oh, right. So we'll be talking NFL draft much more than we normally.
It's gonna be a lot of NFL draft for
again.
Three
UFC
weeks.
Will start kicking in, and
all right, Kentucky Derby, and then you got that May weekend. All right, Harry says we have plenty.
He tells his girlfriend,
"There's plenty." I'm sorry. Don't think that because the playoffs start end of May that I'm going to be able to see you. There's a lot going on between now and then. Harry, you're at AAO Harry.
At AAO Harry, definitely check out Best Bet Corner too if you want other picks from me, Parlay Kid, buddy Eric Cohen, and Brian, Mikey Meatballs.
There you go. All right, Bry, you're at the Brother Bry on Twitter.
At the Brother Bry, I'm pumped. I got my first vaccine yesterday.
So, yeah.
Any effects, Bry?
I mean, it's a little sore, but whatever. It feels like, you know, you worked out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you're
gonna have to explain something. You go another route here, Bry. You're not gonna
explain it differently.
What are you, Harry? You just got the first one, right?
Yeah.
So far. Cool. Yeah, and Sal, you've gotten both.
I got both.
And Parlay Kids got both.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
We're done. This thing's over. Yeah. All right, Parlay Kid, you're at the Chalk
Talker. At the Chalk Talker. And, yes, Sal, this is – I thank you to you guys for getting me into this golf stuff.
Hold on, wait.
Created a monster.
It's so much to look forward to this weekend now with this tournament. It's fantastic. It's 4 days of.
It's a lot of fun.
I think I recall with the golf too. Like I think I was at one of the golf tournaments, the U.S. Open, and Darren at one point was like, "I don't know how you guys bet so much. Like, how you bet the golf?"
Right.
And then when I was at the tournament, I was like, "This is just amazing." Yeah. And then I think especially when Parlay Kid went to. Well, we went to the PGA Championship. Then it really was like, that was like a year and a half ago.
Harry,
nobody walked the course
like I did, right?
I was going to say, that's what he liked about it the most.
Mikey Meatballs that your dad is a machine. He just doesn't, he just won't stop. But by the way, guys, I did notice on FanDuel too for the golf this week, just another side bet where they have players to birdie 15 and 13 all 4 days, which obviously you saw that stuff. Like with all the, they can eagle these holes. And Bryson is just saying plus 470 to birdie 13 all 4 days or 15 all 4 days. Pretty good odds.
They
have odds on both.
I did take no hole in one, by the way.
You did?
It's plus 150, I think.
What?
It might be bad. I don't know.
Wow.
I forget what it was, but
you're telling some asshole you've never heard of, like getting lucky.
Of course, I know. I know what's gonna happen, but I just took it.
That's true. It is funny. It is. Joel, you bring up a good point with the golf and us getting older, right? Like people say, what do they say? Like, oh, once you hit like 50, that's all you can do is golf, right? But we took it a step further. Like all we do is bet golf. Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm so my neck hurts so much. All I really could do is bet golf. Enough trying to figure out how many points Casey Oteague is going to have. Enough. all right, Jim Cunningham, the eyes are ones.
Yes, sir. Jim Cunningham, and the eyes are ones.
There you go. We want to apologize to all those people. We bumped them so that Parlay Kid could give more winning golf pick: Justin Leonard, David Duval, Carson Daly, Nick Faldo, Jim Nance. So maybe we'll have you there for the U.S. Open or something. And that'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. Download, listen, subscribe to all the podcasts at extrapoints.com. For the degenerate trifecta, Hill producer Jim Cunningham, I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping.